Tony Barker, a few days ago, officially announced he's stepping back as chairman of the Northwest Thunder Basketball after 8 years in that role. Good morning, Tony.
G'day, Darren.
So we had the Thunder MVP Awards a couple of weekends ago. Did you know you were going to do that then?
I guess in reality I've known for a little while, Darren, but I just wanted to get the season wrapped up and sort of all commitments out of the way first.
Yeah. All right, so 8 years, that's a long time running a basketball team. You would have seen some ups and downs, a few coaches. Who was actually the coach when you first stepped in as chairman?
Phil Thomas was first, yeah. So I guess at the time I got involved, just prior to that, there was a bit of upheaval. And so I guess that was the main reason really why I came on board, try and build some relationships and get some direction and a bit of process more around what was happening. And so we approached Phil at the time and he jumped in as coach and away we went.
Yeah, right. So I guess did your basketball connection come through Lockie, I'm assuming?
Yeah, predominantly. Yeah. Prior to that, I'd had a couple of years as president of Penguin Club. I got involved as the kids were coming through and they were keen. And as a parent, you sort of think, well, what can you do to get involved and contribute a bit? And that just seemed the logical thing.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what's the situation now? Has anyone been appointed as new chairman yet or what?
No, that process will actually happen at our annual general meeting, which will be coming up in November.
Right.
So I guess that's some of the reason I wanted to put it on the table, to give everybody a chance to get some ducks lined up, I suppose, and some time for some process to happen logically.
Did the COVID situation over the last 2 years have a lot to do with you deciding to walk away?
Oh, look, yes and no. Look, the COVID situation, that's one, but, I mean, every year... while you're involved in a club full of volunteers and trying to do the things we do, every year the stuff goes on. So that's just part of the role is sorting that out and being there in a leadership role, I suppose, to keep everybody together and heading in a logical direction. Look, these last couple with the COVID bit, they've thrown some extra challenges in. But no, look, I just think it's a sensible time to have a change.
Yeah. As far as most Thunder fans go, the most important thing is how the team goes on the court, and this year it's been pretty good.
Oh, look, it's been fantastic. And as we've said before, Darren, it's gut-wrenching in a way that we didn't get a bit further to see just, how far we could get, but... that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. But look, it's still been a fantastic season to finish there in top of the ladder. Good supportive crowds. Yeah, look, we've still had a really good season.
Yeah, and good sponsors too. I mean, you as chairman know more than anyone else how essential it is to run a sporting club with good sponsors. Companies like St. Luke's, they've held on and stayed strong during, the COVID situation.
Look, it's fantastic to have, particularly your naming rights on a multi-year deal like that. So St. Luke's Health, that's brilliant. And I guess timing-wise, look, that's another reason when I was having a think about it, that it just sort of makes sense to move. So we've got our naming rights sponsor in place on a multi-year deal. We've got our coach in place on a multi-year deal. All the other executive members, they're not first year in their role. Mm. And so, it ticks lots of boxes in terms of a sensible time to have a change.
Yeah, and while we're plugging sponsors, well done to the team at Oliver's for the sponsorship of the stadium. That's very good. They've stuck fast. So you'll have an opportunity now to just next season go along and watch the Thunder play or the Tornadoes when they're in town as well and just kick back in the stands with everyone else and relax.
Yeah, it sounds like a good plan, doesn't it?
Sure does. All right, well, listen, thank you very much for your reports that you've done, updates on the situation, particularly over the last 2 years with the changing of rosters and all of that. We really appreciate it, and you've been proactive, and you've always been, you know, always happy to promote the cause of the Northwest Thunder and basketball in general. So good on you. Bit more time in the tractor now, mate.
Yeah, that's it. Now, look, just a big shout-out, too, to the rest of everybody who's been involved. So, you know, obviously I play my role, but, gee, there's been some other key people, particularly around the board, that have been there longer than me and played really key roles. And, you know, I wouldn't have been able to achieve what we have without that support. So thanks to everybody.
Yeah, lots of great volunteers. I see Deb Lynch is moving aside after many years doing various roles with the club as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yep, Deb's been there, oh, I think this is the 10th or 11th year.
Yeah.
Deb's going to step back a little bit. She stepped back out of the administrator role this year, which has made things a bit easier for her, and given somebody else time to find their feet as well. So, yeah, it's all happening. It's good.
Good on you, Tony. See you around the basketball.
Thanks, Darren. Bye now.